Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning, Andrew Sanders, the program director of the Longview Nonprofit Coalition. Good morning, Andrew. Great to have you with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. For those who are regular In Focus listeners, and I'm proud and happy and pleased to say that there are quite a few now. Remember, maybe two or three times over the last few years, we've welcomed Brenda Day Bevis in to talk about the Longview Nonprofit Coalition. And since the last time we had Brenda on the air, which was a little over a year ago, Andrew, you've stepped up to the plate. You are now the board president. Is that the correct title?
I am. Yes, sir.
Longview Nonprofit Coalition. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You are the program director for East Texas CASA, based in Longview, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Yes, that's my full-time position, and I serve as the president of the Nonprofit Coalition in a volunteer role.
Yeah, just to alleviate any confusion, East Texas CASA is based in Longview and serves Gregg, Upshur, and Rusk counties. CASA for Kids of East Texas is based in Tyler. So two agencies, same mission, court-appointed special advocates, but different branches, if you will. And that's just so people won't be scratching their heads and saying, gee, I thought that was in Tyler. But East Texas CASA is based in Longview. That's your day job, if you will. And you are, what you're here today is the program director of the Longview Nonprofit Coalition. Let's start with a little bit of review and refresher, or maybe some new news for folks who aren't familiar with what you do. How the whole Longview Nonprofit Coalition project gets started. It's been well over 20 years now.
Yes, yes. In 1995, some leaders from nonprofits in our area, in the Longview area, started trying to find ways to ensure that they weren't duplicating services and to share resources among each agency so that like-minded agencies could provide services to folks.
We've talked in the past about the East Texas Human Needs Network based in Tyler with Christina Folsom. We've talked about filling gaps and just really tightening the safety net, if you will. It's pretty much the same thing you do with the Longview Nonprofit Coalition.
Yes, there are a lot of good-hearted agencies and folks working in those agencies who see needs and don't have the resources, and there are other folks who have the resources and don't necessarily see the needs. So we're trying to get everyone in the same room to have those conversations.
Okay. And since 1995, I would imagine you've come quite a long way. Can you kind of thumbnail for us some of the things that have happened since then that have brought you to where you are today?
Sure. Yes. The Nonprofit Coalition has gone through different phases of focus. And so at times we've been focused on equipping volunteers. At times it's been equipping executive directors. And we're really entering a phase where we're equipping the staff who are working daily in the nonprofits or in these agencies. And so our focus now is really to equip the folks who are on the front lines of the work and who provide services in their roles in their agencies.
Quick rundown of some of the contact information. Your website is nonprofitcoalition.org. You're on Facebook. Email address is info@nonprofitcoalition.org. Is there a phone number where people can typically reach you, or is it better just for them to go the online route if they want to get in touch?
It's generally best to go the online route. I'd be happy to share my information as a phone contact.
Okay.
Because I can, I'll probably point you back to the website, but I can share that number.
Okay. Well, what is that number?
It is 903-353-8571.
Mm-hmm. For those people that kind of like to hear a human voice, and your voice so far has worked very well on this show, and I'm sure it's working quite well for the Longview Nonprofit Coalition. Andrew Sanders, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, talking about the Longview Nonprofit Coalition. You're governed by a volunteer board of directors. If I understand correctly, and it's always been this way since 1995, no paid staff, all volunteer, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct, yes. In an effort to just join as many of the agencies as we can in the area, we are just volunteer getting together. So, yes.
You bet. Now, the events you coordinate, and let's start off with a monthly networking meetings. And these are the ones that you recommend. Let's say somebody is not an executive director, not a full-time volunteer or staff member with a nonprofit agency, maybe just wanting to get his or her foot in the door and really get a life of service rolling. These are the meetings that you recommend really for anybody and everybody who's connected to the Longview Nonprofit Coalition, but maybe even more so for the folks that are just kind of getting in on the ground floor and wanting to know more about the nonprofit community.
Yes, absolutely. This is the kind of the entry level position where anyone who is interested at all in the coalition or in getting to know some of the folks who show up to our meetings, these networking meetings are a great place to start.
Okay, and where are they held? I think it's in a different place from the last time we visited with your agent, with your coalition.
Correct, yes. We're at the Community Connections Building in Pine Tree. It is on 501 Pine Tree Road in the library room. It's the Community Connections Building beside Kids Station.
Community Connections Building beside Kids Station. Used to be a primary school some years ago, I believe you told me. And that's at the corner of Pine Tree Road and Loop 281, I believe you also said. Okay. And that's the first Tuesday of each month at noon. What happens at these networking meetings? What do people who are going to a networking meeting for the first time need to know about what they do and how they work?
Sure. We're going to hear from one of our member agencies or from a representative of a nonprofit somewhere in Longview area, and they're going to hear about a 30 to 45 minute session about the work that this agency's doing, the needs that they have, and the resources that they have available. And we also open up the floor at the end for sharing any upcoming events, any needs or resources that anyone else in attendance has. So it's a very open platform to share any kind of information that any visitors or attendees would like to share.
Lunch served, brown bag it, or just whatever you like, is that the format?
Yes, we try to get lunch served every time that we can. We're always looking for donors or agencies that want to sponsor a lunch, but we do try to have food available, and we always welcome people to bring their lunch with them as well.
Okay, and if you need more information, you can of course make that phone call, 903-353-8571. Mailing address, by the way, is P.O. Box 1213, Longview, 75606, if you want to go that route. Email info@nonprofitcoalition.org. Website is nonprofitcoalition.org, and the website, of course, will take you to the Facebook page, which is fb.com/1LNPC, if you can remember all that. And I hope you can. I'm not sure if I can or not. As far as locations go, you're moving towards on-location networking meetings. You maybe want to kind of start moving the meetings around a little bit in the near future.
Yes, and that's another reason to really encourage watching our Facebook and our website. If you're planning to come to one of these networking meetings, which I strongly encourage everyone to, at times, we're going to have these networking meetings on site. So where there are agencies that have space enough for our group to show up, we really have enjoyed getting to see the actual place where the work happens. Mm-hmm. So our networking meetings would happen. For instance, we've done one at Artsview Children's Theater, and the group got to tour the theater and the stage and really see the need that they had. Instead of just hearing about it from their representative.
Very good. Monthly networking meetings, Longview Nonprofit Coalition, first Tuesday of each month at noon. Mark your calendar. Andrew Sanders, our guest this morning on In Focus with the Longview Nonprofit Coalition. I'm John Sims. Along with the monthly networking meetings, you have trainings. The next upcoming training, March 19th, not too far down the road. That's also going to be at the Community Connections Library Room. Tell us a little bit about how that works and how any or all of your trainings work.
Sure. Yes, we have a training committee, a group of volunteers who are putting together some trainings, and we're very excited about this next one. Ms. Laura Buckner will be here to present person-centered thinking. We'll be going from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have lunch served. Her talk will go from 9 to noon, and the noon hour is going to be a talk-back session with a Q&A with the speaker and lunch provided there.
All righty. And that's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Next one coming up on March 19th at the Community Connections Library Room in the Pine Tree area. $20 for members, $30 for non-members. So we're starting to ease into some of the benefits of being a member, I guess, right there.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, interactive training about person-centered thinking. And so many concepts out there. Person-centered thinking, we don't have to go into a whole lot of detail about what that is. Probably the best way to learn is to show up for the training. But there are so many concepts that seem to come out on a daily basis about different ways and means of becoming more effective as a service provider. So this, to me, certainly sounds interesting and something that I think that anybody who's interested in being a servant in the community might be interested in learning more about. Lunch and learn, and this will come up starting in the summer, I believe. And by summer, when do you mean? When do these things start?
Yes, about the month of May or June, we're going to start our lunch and learn program, where we're going to have a 1 hour lunch meeting, where it's going to be a brown bag situation where you can bring your lunch with you. And we're going to have a speaker share a topic of interest. And we're working very hard to ensure that we can get CEUs available for those trainings as well.
Continuing education units for those who are uninitiated in that area. Okay. And they'll start up in May and run through what? August? September?
Through about August, yes.
Through
sir.
August. Okay. Online promotion. And I know we kind of alluded to this earlier in the show with regard to some of the things you're doing to try and make the coalition even more accessible and more useful, more user-friendly, I guess, yes, would be the best way of putting it. You are really working harder now at Facebook promotion and getting a website. Actually, there is already a website listing for all the member agencies, but the Facebook piece, I think, is the one you're probably working on the hardest right now.
Yes, we are. We've got a committee that is putting together Facebook posts to promote all of our member agencies. It's just another one of the benefits of being a member is that we're going to talk about each agency. And another reason to look at our Facebook for anyone that is interested in learning more about the nonprofits in our area, mm-hmm, because we're going to have information about every one of our agencies that that participates. So if you're looking for someone who provides a service or somewhere you can plug in to spend some time volunteering, this is going to be a great resource for you.
Okay. And speaking of your service area, City of Longview, Longview and the surrounding area, Gregg County, how far afield do you go as far as membership and participation?
We have had participants drive in monthly to our networking meetings from Tyler and Kilgore and the surrounding area. There are mostly Longview area nonprofits represented, but we have had folks from the surrounding area come and join us,
mm-hmm,
as well.
And that's a very important point to me, that regional collaboration that we, in the news business and people like me who have been involved as volunteers as well, keep hearing more and more about. It's not just about Longview. It's not just about Tyler. It's about the region, the entire East,
yes,
Texas region, collaborating more, working more closely together. You mentioned Kilgore. The smaller towns need to throw into the whole thing as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. As far as membership goes, we've talked a lot about people, about things that are going to be of interest to people who may not be executive directors or board chair people or board presidents, and who may, in fact, just really be getting their feet wet as community servants. But let's talk about membership. What are the benefits of membership? What kind of people do you target as members, and how do you join?
Sure. Well, as far as members go, we hope to find agencies, to find organizations that are doing the work, and they would be the members. So the different agencies, though the
In other words, most of your members are either agencies or people who represent agencies in a relatively high-profile way. Is that basically how it works?
Yes.
Okay. And if you are maybe an executive director of a nonprofit that for some reason or other hadn't joined the Longview Nonprofit Coalition yet, it's pretty easy to do. I guess you can just go right online and all the instructions are right there, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. They are. And we are always happy to help folks walk through that. It has been the case that a lot of times folks need a little bit of extra paperwork or things like that to be able to join the coalition, and we're always happy to provide that. Just a quick email can get any kind of information to directors or folks who are wanting to join the coalition.
Okay, and boy, that was well-timed. I just happened to be looking right at your email address on my cheat sheet when you said that. It's info@nonprofitcoalition.org. The website is nonprofitcoalition.org, and of course, Facebook access as well. And we are visiting with the president, current president of the Longview Nonprofit Coalition, Andrew Sanders, this morning on In Focus, and I'm John Sims. Some of the big events you have coming up, the Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon. This is going to be coming up in April. It's just around the corner. What do you have lined up for this go-around?
Yes, this is going to be a very exciting year. We're going to be celebrating volunteers. The month of April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, and so the national theme is in celebration of volunteers. And so that's going to be our theme at the banquet as well, at the luncheon.
Okay. Do you know where it's going to be? Do you have an exact date yet and a location and time, or are you still working on that?
Yes, it will be April 9th at Mod Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be a grand event. We're looking forward to having Richard Yakeley from Artsview Children's Theater.
Mm-hmm. As familiar name. There. People who have been reading the Longview News Journal for a long time know him as one of their former bylines, and now he's kind of moved on to, a whole new approach and a whole new a whole new venture for him.
Yes.
So it should be interesting to hear what he has to say. And that April 9th at Maud Cobb, what, 11:30 to 1?
Yes.
Okay. Celebrating volunteers with a fun, bright, and energetic luncheon. Did you want to share maybe any specifics along those lines? That sounds like a nice little get-together for anybody who's able to make it.
Sure, yes. We're going to be member agencies are able to reserve tables for the volunteers in their group, and it's a chance to really highlight just how important volunteers are to those agencies, and how many people there really are in our area who are giving back and sharing their resources and their time as volunteers.
Okay, and one of the things you have pointed out to me before we went to air this morning, some volunteers upon entering the event have marveled at the size of the luncheon. We'll kind of, a little spoiler alert here, you walk in, don't be surprised to see 600 or 700 people there, as you put it, 600 or 700 of Longview's biggest hearts gathered together sitting alongside the agencies they share their time and talents with. So this is a big draw, and for anyone who is relatively new to the game or maybe not in a high-profile position with the nonprofits, this is a real opportunity for you to do something that's really special and have some fun and probably do quite a bit of learning along the way as well, I would think.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's the backbone of what we're doing, is that by networking and collaborating together, we're able to learn from each other. And this event, the Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon, really is a chance to see the faces of the people who are sharing their lives with others through service.
Okay, so that's your Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon. Guest speaker Richard Yakeley with the Artsview Children's Theater, April 9th, Maud Cobb Activity Center, 11 to 1. And do you have anything to tell us about what the cost is?
It will be on our website.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, still a couple of months away. Plenty of time to plan for that, but not too early to at least get that penciled in. And while we're talking about the different roles the different people play in the Longview Nonprofit Coalition, if you're not involved with a nonprofit, if for some reason you don't have any interest in volunteering, you might benefit without even realizing it from the different things that are done through the Longview Nonprofit Coalition, because there are so many people working on the front lines and behind the scenes to create and maintain and grow, as I see it, an effective nonprofit community. So kind of a shout out to you as an agency that does a lot of things that affect a lot of people, whether they're directly connected to you or not.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I could tell you a ton of stories of times when we've shown up to networking meetings and someone, like, say, for instance, myself at CASA, some of our children have needs, or the families that we work with will have needs. And I can go in there with that need and just explain to folks, man, I am really needing to find this type of resource, this type of recovery resource for one of our families. And someone in the room will be there ready saying, oh, we provide that. Oh, we've got that kind of resource available right now for you. And so the effectiveness of all the local nonprofits and the agencies are being increased with the their participation in our coalition.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any specific story you wanted to share? Or is that just kind of the story right there?
Yes, yes.
Because you say there are a lot of them, and, well, we've only got a half an hour, but I think that pretty much sheds a lot of light on it right there. Visiting with Andrew Sanders this morning, president of the Longview Nonprofit Coalition, I'm John Sims. You're tuned into In Focus, and let's get back to the networking meetings. We can go into a little bit more detail about those. Some of your upcoming speakers, why don't you just kind of go ahead and run down some of the folks that are going to be speaking at your some of your upcoming networking meetings.
Sure. Well, before this this show airs, we're going to be hearing from Doors Youth Transition Center.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to hearing what they have to share about their ability to help young adults find resources and jobs. We've got Citizens on Patrol coming up soon, and the Women's Center, Buckner, and many more are going to be our keynote speakers for our networking meetings.
All righty. And I'm sure there are quite a few more down the line. About how many members do you have right now? It's a big nonprofit community in Longview, isn't it?
There is. We fluctuate, but generally around 50 or so nonprofits at a time are represented in the coalition.
Mm-hmm. And I think we went over this earlier. You do provide lunch when a presenting agency or donor is willing to share resources with those in attendance. Of course, people are going to know ahead of time. If you can't pull that off and they need to brown bag it, I guess you'll let them know well in advance. But
yes,
the thing to do is to stay in touch, check that website, and make sure you're keeping up with what's going on. This is important. Make sure when you come to the meeting, you bring flyers for any upcoming events your nonprofit's going to be hosting or participating in. I'll bet that can really go a long way towards getting the word out and making people aware of what the different agencies do.
It certainly can. We've really enjoyed hearing from local folks and to find out about what events are going to be happening. A practice that we've started in our meetings, our networking meetings, is that someone from the board will save a copy of every flyer that's brought. We'll scan those in and email it out to everyone who was in attendance, so that if you heard about an event and didn't get the flyer, you'll be able to see that information. And and it's available to anyone who shows up. We've got a little sign-in sheet where we'll have you write down your email address, and we'll send a copy of all the flyers and even the sign-in sheet. So if you met someone that you didn't get the contact information for, you'd have it right there.
Okay. Also, business cards. Networking is the name of the game.
Yes, absolutely.
I want you to meet someone you didn't know, learn something new. And I would imagine this is the kind of thing that happens at every monthly networking meeting. Somebody is going to meet somebody new and get some information that they didn't have before. It's going to be useful to them and to the clientele that they serve.
Yes, absolutely. That's our hope.
Okay. And again, those monthly networking meetings, since we're back on that topic, they are now held at the Community Connections Library Room the first Tuesday of each month at noon. And that is in the old primary school building, 501 Pine Tree Road, or Pine Tree and Loop 281, if you prefer. And say right next door to Kids Station. Is that where
yes.
it's located? Okay, that should be an easy landmark. And don't forget, it may not that may not go on forever. You're moving towards on-location networking meetings. And just to repeat, the importance of actually being able to see some of these agencies in their home bases and maybe see them in action up to a point is really a good way of getting the word out and getting people interested, getting them more engaged, and making everything that you do more effective. A couple of things that we haven't covered yet as we have a few minutes left in the show. The annual meeting, this is coming up in September. What happens at the annual meeting each September?
Yes, at the annual meeting in September, we will elect new board positions. And like I said, our board that we have at the coalition is completely volunteer. And so we'll talk about the focus of the nonprofit coalition, and our priorities are set during the annual meeting. We always provide a lunch for the folks who are in attendance there, and it is done in place of our networking meeting. But we always leave time for an open floor, an open platform for folks to share about events and things that are coming up in their agencies.
And that September time of the year that you do that is important, because membership runs September 1st through August 31st, just for the benefit of anybody who is looking at joining up with you. And this is off the website, by the way. You can read it for yourself on the website, nonprofitcoalition.org. Each organization with a paid membership for the current coalition year gets two complimentary lunches, additional lunch reservations, $5 each, and it's easy to click the pay here button at the top of the page to make sure that that deal is finalized. And seems like we're just, I think there are probably still Christmas decorations out somewhere that people just haven't put away yet, but it's not too early to look ahead to next Christmas. And each December, LNPC hosts a fun-filled Christmas luncheon. What goes on at the Christmas luncheon? What is it that really draws people in, besides just the holiday spirit in general?
Sure. Well, that is really probably, along with our volunteer luncheon, one of the most exciting and fun-filled meetings that we have. We play games where you, as you're playing the game, you get to know the other people at your table or across the room, so that we learn more about each other in our positions in the nonprofit community, and really enjoy a fun holiday time together, full of gift cards and surprises and things like that. It's a very fun event.
All right. So we've got you covered pretty much through the entire calendar year now. Yes. And I think it would be a good time to just reemphasize that the next really big event you have coming up is that Volunteer Appreciation Luncheon. Once again, that's April 9th. It's going to be at the Maud Cobb Center. Richard Yakeley, now with the Artsview Children's Theater, is going to be the guest speaker. And just a great opportunity to celebrate volunteers, do a little bit of networking as well, have some fun, and meet a lot of people, 600 or 700 people attending those meetings. You know, it's interesting. You talk about Richard Yakeley, the Artsview Children's Theater. When people think of nonprofits, there's a very heavy emphasis on different types of human needs agencies, and we've had a number of them from Longview that we've had on the air. Highway 80 Rescue Mission, Hartisans Marketplace, Doors Youth Transition Center with our friend Brenda Day Bevis, just to name a couple. But you also include other areas like the arts, Artsview Children's Theater. Are there other nonprofit agencies involved that go beyond that basic human needs spectrum?
Yes. Well, it's actually a very diverse group of people that we have. We certainly do have the needs represented with the Family Promise and then East Texas CASA represented. But we've also got some churches that have participated and some church programs that are ministries of churches that have come to share resources and to present needs. We've got things, even the Community Connections building is itself a nonprofit group, so that they can share resources in that way.
That's interesting. There are several nonprofit agencies, including, I believe, yours, CASA,
yes,
is housed in that building. Okay, just if you're talking about nonprofit agencies connecting, there aren't too many better ways to do it than to have them right there where they can just literally walk down the hall and interact with each other,
right.
I guess. And you mentioned churches, and let's not leave that out. That's so important. People who are interested in getting involved as volunteers for the very first time, even as kids, in many, many cases, maybe in most cases, they're going to start with their church. So the fact that you're making that part and parcel of what you do, of course, is very important. Andrew, we're getting down close to the end of the show, and I just kind of want to review a few things. Been visiting with Andrew Sanders with the Longview Nonprofit Coalition. 24 years in business now, founded back in 1995 as a way of getting nonprofit companies to work together and prevent duplication of services and to promote the sharing of resources among like-minded agencies. And I'll take it on faith, if you will, that you've had a lot of success with that, and you're doing a lot of things that are going to make you even more successful in the future.
Yes, we certainly hope so.
Okay. We are just about out of time, but again, Andrew Sanders with the Longview Nonprofit Coalition, our guest this morning on In Focus. Get that contact information out one more time. Website is nonprofitcoalition.org. Email info@nonprofitcoalition.org. Probably the two best ways right there to make contact. Andrew Sanders, we are now officially out of time, but thanks so much for coming in and getting us up to speed on the Longview Nonprofit Coalition.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Andrew Sanders with the Longview Nonprofit Coalition, our guest. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.